Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. We're starting the new year by celebrating great work in live theater, dance, and music by artists who persevered in 2020. The New York Times declared tap dancer Ayodele Cassell one of the biggest breakout stars of 2019. She was actually featured on this show twice that year. Once to discuss her collaboration with Afro-Latin jazz composer Arturo O'Farrell called City on the Move, and once to perform with him live. It was spectacular. This summer, at a time when live dance performance had to adapt to the constraints of the pandemic, Ayodele launched the sixth installment of her series, Diary of a Tap Dancer, commissioned by New York City Center and co-directed by her creative director and arts educator, Toria Beard, who is also her wife. Titled Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 6, Us, the web series features testimonials and performances from tap legends like Ted Levy and up-and-coming stars like Andre Imanishi and Star Dixon. They talked about addiction and racial justice, finding their voice, and of course, their deep and abiding love for the art of tap dancing. Ayodele Cassell and Toria Beard joined us in August to discuss Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 6, Us. You can watch all 7 episodes on New York City Center's website. I asked Ayodele about the title of the series and why she included the word us.
So this is actually, as you, by the title, it's the sixth installment of this. The first one was in 2005. It was actually my very first time being invited to present work as a choreographer with other people. Up to that point, I had just been a soloist. And basically it was just an effort for me to amplify the voices of my peers and my community of tap dancers. I felt like I wanted audiences to get to know us better so that they could appreciate the art of tap dance better. Up until that point, I felt like people were just kind of commenting on, you know, how the virtuosity of the form and how magical it was. But I felt like from a humanistic standpoint, I think that there was something that there was a gap. And so I felt like if I created something where we really got to share who we are, where we come from, and our relationship to the dance, that people could see themselves in us, and then the dancing would be an incredible bonus. And so I've done about 4 installations in various places, various theaters, with usually about 4 dancers. The 5th one I was writing, researching, and developing version 5 with the women at Radcliffe University when I had my fellowship last year. And then we're here to version 6, where New York City Center and Stanford Makishi in particular asked me what I would like to do and invited me to use the platform. And I said, you know what? I want to introduce like way more people to my community. And here we are, version 6, us. It's a lot of us. You know, it's 10 featured performers. We have about 30 tap dancers in our intro, and I'm really, really proud of it.
So, Toria, as you approach this project, what was your goal for it? What was your creative goal?
My creative goal, I think I'm really interested in the idea of expanding the notion of how stories can be told, how stories, how concepts can be communicated. And I'm obsessed with the possibility within tap to do that. So my goal really was just to lean into the impulses of all of the artists, and also sort of like tell their story in the way that felt authentic to them, while at the same time showing that there is no limit to what tap dance can hold.
Ayodele, tell us about this partnership with New York City Center. What does this mean for the project and for you?
Oh, well, first of all, I love New York City Center. We have sort of like fallen into a a family relationship over the years, and I love it so much. I did fall for dance, so just as a dancer, and then I was invited to be part of the artist board there at Encores when Janine Tesori was the artistic director, and actually Toria Beard was on there with me as well. And then I choreographed Rosie for Encores with Lee Silverman as director. And actually, Toria also assisted me on that project. And then they were launching a new project called City Center on the Move for, which is where I was there last year with you all, which is so fun. Mm-hmm. It was so great to listen to Arturo and I from that event. But I love them. I think that they are, first of all, I'm so proud that they see tap dancing and that they value tap dancers and the form, mm-hmm. and the fact that they keep asking me to contribute to just their environment, and that I feel really respected and I feel excited and I feel valued by the organization and the institution. And so I love them. I love everybody there.
So Toria, there was a very knowing chuckle during Ayodele's description of your collaboration from you. Mm-hmm. What's that about?
It's just when you hear her like catalog everything, it's a lot. And I've been a part of all of these different processes, and I just would like to add that as an artist that is not on stage, it's also been really rewarding for me to continue to have opportunities to grow my contribution to these projects as well. So I'm also very grateful to everyone at City Center, and also feel like a part of the family and welcomed and supported there.
My guests are Ayodele Cassell and Toria Beard. We're talking about Diary of a Tap Dancer Volume 6, Us, a web series. New installments drop Tuesdays at noon on City Center's website. Toria, what was the challenge of directing this series during this moment and in this moment?
Yes, the challenge is, one obvious thing is just not being able to be together or not being able to be there capturing footage. There's so much that is communicated, how shall I say it? Kind of like by energy when we're mm-hmm. together, and we're all, we all know each other well. And so when we can only see each other from like the shoulders up, there's just a lot more talking, I think, that has to happen, which sometimes can diffuse the impulses that we all have. So that has been challenging, I think. And then also just managing the fatigue that I'll speak for myself that I have had, not being able to really take a break throughout this whole pandemic. And dealing with that, managing the fatigue, and then also the emotional weight and the emotional authenticity of what the artists are offering up. I feel all of that. And mm-hmm. so, we're operating inside of very strict deadlines. And so I would say those have been the two greatest challenges.
Ayodele, let's talk a little bit about the ideas of self-discovery and self-expression through tap. You sort of touched on this in one of your first answers, the idea that people become enamored with the athleticism of it all, mm-hmm. and maybe might miss the emotional part of tap dancing. Do you find that, A, do you find that's true, and B, do the dancers struggle with this as well?
I think that maybe there's some sort of pressure that has presented to tap artists to entertain mm-hmm. and to only deliver things that are like joyful and flashy and entertaining, and I think in a sense it has the potential to sort of box artists into to doing things like that. And so and many of my peers who practice this and know the depth of the expression, I think that we challenge audiences to accept that we can be joyful and fun and all of those things, but that there are moments where we can be equally as resistant or just have more depth of emotion, mm-hmm. as far as our expression, that it doesn't always have to be outwardly, exciting in that way, and I think the same challenges with the audiences, sometimes they go, well, I just wanted to see their arms go this way and their arms go that way. And I'm like, yeah, well, but, you know, sometimes you have to listen to this real deep groove and get into it, you know, and enjoy it the way you listen to music, the way we respond, the way most humans respond to music all the time. Like, you know, we can, like I was listening to Phil Collins when you were playing that earlier, and I'm like, oh, that reminds me of my teens, you know, and that it brings me like nostalgia, right? And then I can like bump to a hip hop song, and then I can also get really deep in my emotions with classical music. And so like to allow the full depth of expression as both a listener and a practitioner is really important, and one of the things I think we're trying to achieve with this project.
Well, let's take a listen to something from one of the Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 6, Us. The first video post in this series is a diary from Ted Lewis Levy. He's about 60, he's in his 60s?
60, yeah, he says he's 60.
He's 60 years old. A choreographer, a tapper, a singer. Let's listen to a little bit of the performance he shared as part of the diary series.
This is what I want to share. This is
You do just love it so much. What do you think we can learn from Ted Lewis Levy? Mm. What do you hope people learn from it? Because again, that was joyous, but he's a deep man.
He really is. Well, I almost want Toria to answer that because she's just so good at these words. Toria.
Yeah, I would say the idea that I love what he says about it brings you closer to God or the deity that validates your existence. I love that, how the essence of who we are is in how we go into the woodshed or how we enter into our practices, no matter if it's an artistic practice or not, that spiritual connection to what we're doing is what grounds us, and I also think it's what allows us to soar. That's a very beautiful sentiment, in my opinion.
My guests are Idelia Cassell and Toria Beard. We're talking about the web series Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 6, Us. Say Andre's last name for me, this exciting young dancer.
Oh, Imanishi. Imanishi.
Idelia. Andre Imanishi. And based on the diary, you guys seem like you have a very special relationship. What's special about Andre?
Oh, Andre, I have the greatest love, admiration, and respect for who he is as a human being. He's a brilliant young man. He's a brilliant artist. And he's so thoughtful, and he's kind, and he's really connected to who he is. And it's so interesting because, you know, sometimes we think of young people as being very, like, you know, I don't know, like not grounded and just into their phones and into social media and not connected with who they are. And he challenges that. I've known him since he was 9 years old. We actually, our first time working with him was in Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 4. And I saw him at in a classroom, and he's a very advanced dancer. And he was in my advanced class, and I went to the next course, which was a beginner class, and he stayed in the room. And I was like, oh, no, Andre, you can go. And he said, no, I'm here. Like, I want to learn. And so I thought, okay, this is somebody who's in it for really wanting to just practice and understand who he is, you know, from the ground up at all times. We dance together. I've included him in almost every project that I've had since 2017. You know, we eat together. We travel together. We're like, you know, it's like really like family, and I really value it because that's that kind of mentorship or that relationship was really helpful for me as a young person. You know, when I think about the people who were supportive of my dreams and my personal development and growth, you know, so I feel very grateful, like, you know, that I'm allowed to sort of be in his life in this way.
That was my conversation with Ayodele Cassell and Toria Beard, who joined us in August to discuss Diary of a Tap Dancer Volume 6, Us. You can watch all 7 episodes on New York City Center's website.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.